questions. Ah, such sweet agony. To not know things which we desire deeply to be privy of. The Big Bang. What happens after you die? Extraterrestrial life. All these questions and more will not in any way be answered here. But I got another guest, and we're going to have a conversation about them and life and what have you. So, welcome, mystery guest.
Thank you.
Great, you're here to confirm to the audience.
Yes.
Yeah, the audio listeners.
I am here.
So, I had you on 3 weeks ago for the group chat.
Oh, so I'm not allowed. Okay, cool.
Well, no. You can give your name if you want. The mystery guest aspect still applies, I guess, if you don't give your last name, but
no.
It's the only thing that's holding together the concept of this thing.
Yes, that, okay, cool.
Why did I call it a secret podcast? It's not like I talk to people about conspiracies or anything, but oh well. That would be kind of interesting.
No, I'll keep myself mystery, and we'll talk about the Illuminati.
People will start deducing. They'll be like, if he was on the group chat, the group one that I did, and they're like, okay, and they start listening to voices, they're like, okay, we know that guy isn't him. We know that guy, and then when they catch your voice, and then they start, like, triangulating it. They run it through a filter, and there's, like, Instagram stories or something of you, and they just catch you.
Well, it works out, because my plan was to talk exclusively about Flat Earth.
Perfect!
So, like, people knew who I was, that'd be kind of awkward, and I'm eating in real life, so yeah.
This is you being able to actually be yourself for the first time in public in this secret identity sphere. That's great. What do you know about conspiracy theories? Do you actually know, like, any of the stuff
but,
that
like,
they claim?
My favorite, I like looking up at them. Like, concave
the
Earth. Like, concave Earth is my favorite.
Is that the Hollow Earth? Different name?
I guess so. Concave Earth is the Earth is surrounded by a giant globe. It's like a snow globe. So there's like a sheet of glass above us.
Okay.
And
it's the old concept of the Flat Earth is that there was a dome that covered us.
Yeah, I guess so. And like the evidence behind it is based off of like if you take a photo of the sun, you see a lens flare. And that's the lens of the
glass. God,
so,
what?
There's some very good YouTube videos about that. Nice. At my old job, one of my jobs, we've been talking about conspiracy theories like that.
Nice.
Concave Earth is just so funny. Because it's so...
It's just so weird. Like, is that the only evidence they have that they point
pretty
to?
Pretty much.
Because what else could you say? Because, do they think space is real? That's always the one
so
that trips me up.
It's that theory is like... Because the concave Earth disapproves of... Like, the ozone layer and stuff. So it's like, what would be protecting us from space, if not glass?
True. There you go. Yeah. What is glass except a giant...
Yeah.
I don't know. What is the concept of glass? Glass is sand that's crystallized, superheated?
Yes.
What are the materials that make it? Yeah, it's just superheated
sand. It's just
sand
and heat and compression.
Yeah. So it's like, how is it protecting us? From what? I guess space then exists outside of that? I don't know.
I would like to think that we are thus then animals in a cosmic zoo.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Sure. Yeah. It's aliens or some
we
sort of
god
figure.
We are a snow globe on a deity's desk.
Yeah, that's a great one, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Men in Black always do those concepts.
Yeah.
They find out that there's a civilization in a locker, and then at the end of the second movie, they're in a locker.
I've only seen Men in Black International. The first one.
That's the only one you've seen? Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
What are these other ones you speak of?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you got Will Smith.
Mm.
Ah! I did that to Samson. What the fuck is that? What's my impression of Will Smith? You haven't seen YouTube Rewind 2018? You miss it out. If I could control Rewind, I would want Fortnite and Marcellus Wallace.
Wait, Rewind? Is that one of his films?
No, YouTube Rewind is supposed to be the place where YouTube creators get together and create a collaborative video at the end of the year expressing their love and the changes
and
the trends.
Because he's a vlogger, he goes...
And because he's a fucking fake vlogger, I decided to do YouTube...
He's a real vlogger.
It's real, but he doesn't need the exposure. Yeah. It's like other people are actually trying to make a living.
What are your thoughts on Gemini Man?
It's okay. This is a perfect segue. So, Gemini Man... I noticed the graphics during the sunlight, so it's one of those things where it's
like...
Did
you see it?
I did know... Yeah, I've seen it.
You saw Gemini Man?
Wait, have you?
Oh my god, you're like one of 10 people. No.
Oh, you haven't seen it. Okay, so I won't spoil it.
Okay, so I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
But it was shot in like 120 frames per second?
120 and 8K.
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 And no theater No theater in Canada.
All of North America does both.
Was doing like the authentic thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, ooh, I kind of don't want to see it then. Maybe I'm hoping like a Blu-ray, I could get like a 4K at 120.
There's gotta be,
when it comes out. So I want to see it in that.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to see it. But I'm like fascinated because it lost like all the money.
Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, 20 people...
Because he can't format that shit. And, like, when you say that, people
are gonna want... But it's a famous director.
Yeah. No, but he's not famous enough. It's like, he did The Hulk, he did... Life of Pi is, like, the catch for normies. And that's not enough. They're like, oh, Gemini Man, concept seems cool. It's old actors who want to be young again. That's what I think of. Yeah. That's obviously not what it really is.
Which is also Irishman. Will Irishman be...
That's what I'm saying. The, like, connecting the dots.
Will it be Scorsese's Gemini Man?
Yeah, having him fight in Walter De Niro. I would love that. That'd be great.
Are you stoked for Irishman? Are you a Scorsese fan?
No. That's the thing. It's like, when I think, am I a fan of anyone? It's like, probably Chris Nolan. No. Yeah. Not to say, I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, I either care or I don't care. So it's like...
You don't have any auteurs that you care too much about?
No. It's like, they're actors that no matter what, I'll see them in. But so not it's like director. Actors, okay. I have that. But then directors, I think Christopher Nolan. Obviously, Kubrick, if he was still alive. I'd be one of those, you know...
I've been going through his films.
On my knees.
I've never seen majority of them. And I've been going back...
I've only seen half, so I still...
I've been going from the beginning.
What was the first?
His first film is called Fear. Ooh, I don't quote me. Is it Fear and Desire? No, so his first film, I have it, is a student film, actually. And the Library of Congress re-put it out. And it's a World War I film? And it's terrible. Yeah, but it's a 40-minute student film. And, Kubrick himself disavows it.
Yeah, true.
But I bought it and I watched that. And then I think... I want to say it is Fear and Desire, but his actual first film, I think, is The Killing, which is the next one I got to watch. But yeah.
Yeah, true.
I've been going through good picks.
So I want to say something, but without saying too much. But
I've seen The Shining. I've seen 2001.
I think he's written a majority of his films, but the first film that he wrote himself was Flying Padre. Does that name ring a bell to you? Because that's later on in the career. I think that was before the Doctor Strangelove one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm surprised at, because as soon as he picked that up, that became a norm. But you know how a lot of great directors, that's the thing they do? Or at least they try to do, Derek C. in France, the guy who did The Witch and The Lighthouse. Who's the other guy? Nolan doesn't do it, but his brother writes them all, so it's kind of the same
thing. Ari Aster, who did Hereditary.
Yeah, Ari Aster's another one that does that.
I always forget the witch director's name because it's so generic.
Yeah.
It's like the world's most generic name because it's like Michael something, isn't it?
Yeah. Michael Scott. But,
Tarantino. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Tarantino too, yeah. So yeah, it's like when I think of Stanley Kubrick, the first movie in my head is Flying Padre, but that's not what it is. And it's like many movies before it gets to Flying Padre, so it's weird. But, yeah, movies for you. So we started this tangent. I forget how it started, but basically...
Gemini Man.
So the tangent started with Gemini Man. I'll say, Will Smith, he's as charismatic as ever. It's weird how he keeps the charisma. Because you know a lot of people lose themselves in fame?
Yeah.
They start small and they get popular because
Will
of their
Smith
personality.
Will Smith is a star.
And he just, yeah, he is. He has yet to do anything crazy.
He was the most paid actor in Hollywood.
Oh, nice.
And, I think he deserves it. Like, he is a star.
He's great. He's so charming. Yeah.
It was right after I Am Legend. He was the number highest paid actor in the world. And it was like, yeah, you deserve it, bro.
And then just Robert
Downey. Are you down for the new Bad Boys?
Because
I am insanely stoked.
Who does it again? Is it Michael Bay? Or is
it is
directing
Michael Bay.
Now?
I think so someone else is directing it.
He's executive producer.
I don't know what Michael Bay's been doing. Because he got kicked off Star Wars, Transformers.
I think he just made one with Ryan Reynolds, a Netflix movie, so he's jumping on the Netflix
movie. Dude, I straight up was about to say Michael Bay's probably going to do a Netflix movie.
God, he literally did it, yeah.
Everyone does
it. And then Zack Snyder did the same thing. They're both of the same
The good thing with
thing.
A Netflix movie is you could just make a piece of garbage.
Make a piece of shit.
And it doesn't matter because you get paid up front. You get paid up front. You don't have to worry about box office.
It's like if you have a half-assed idea and you want money, just do it. Who are good people that did that? Who was the guy who did Gravity?
The
Mexican filmmaker.
Yeah, so he did
and then I don't even Roma.
Yeah.
So that's like a successful Netflix movie. That's amazing.
For some reason when you said Gravity, I thought of Moon. Because the guy who did Moon did the movie Mute.
And that
Netflix.
Was shit. Yeah. That ruined me. I actually liked his movie. So it's like, he did Moon, then he did Source Code, and I was like, fuck yeah, this guy's
Moon
gonna be great.
Moon is a classic.
He would have been a director of that I'd be a fanboy of. And then he made fucking Mute.
Oh.
The worst piece of shit ever. And then he relates it to the two movies.
He did before Mute?
What? I don't know. I thought it was just the third movie.
The Warcraft movie.
No, that was him?
Yeah, Duncan Jones. Okay,
so I guess he lost the game. But yeah. Fuck. Warcraft, they're like, it's going to be as ambitious as Lord of the Rings.
I love the Warcraft movie.
And it's shit, the story! You look at it, when you compare it to Lord of the Rings, you're like, so the character development, the subject matter, and the plot development, and it's just fucking shit. They're just like
there
so random.
There is no movie outside of a Warcraft movie that in the movie, someone levels up. And it is a good movie.
Yeah.
Right, that's my pitch.
It's based on the
video. You want to watch a movie where someone levels up?
Warcraft. There you go. Yeah.
And there's like legitimate scenes in that movie that I think are so hype. Like at the end of the film, when the bad guy, he's all like crunched over, and then he gets into the fight, and he pulls out the. Oh, man, that's so
And then he fucking murders the guy.
Yeah.
It's so good. I was like, that was the second main character.
Warcraft movie hits my buttons the same way Alita Battle Angel does.
Oh, okay.
Which is all the correct ones.
Okay, yeah.
I showed Alita Battle Angels to a bunch of friends, and I was hyping up for like a year. Because I love that movie. And
no, I genuinely find it good. Which is, it's like, I know that it's like not traditionally good, but I love it.
And my friends finished it, and they were like, Matt, like, I hated that movie, but like, I was excited that you were excited during the film. Because like, the whole time, I just kept like turning to them, being like, oh my god, oh my god.
You guys, it's coming.
I'm like, guys, there's a hammer a rocket on it, so it goes faster.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
An anime hammer.
Yeah.
It's an old man with an anime hammer.
It is. I watch a lot of bad anime films, and that is the best anime film. Because usually anime films are like super low budget, and they're just crap, and I'm like...
Do you mean live action?
Yeah, like Funimation. So they do all these like live action like Full Metal Alchemist or like...
Yeah, I remember that. That hurt my soul.
Live action Attack on Titan stuff, and they're all crap. They're all bad. And then like Alita's the first one, and I'm like, oh, this is a good anime film. Like, I feel like you captured what it feels like to be in an anime.
Who is that one guy? Waititi? What's his actual
name? Yeah, Waititi.
Was he going to do Akira?
So,
what is that now failed
project? It said it was failed, but then he said he's still going to do it, but after Thor, so it's going to be like 2024 or something like that.
I'll take it. Yeah.
I'm more stoked that they're... So, I don't know. Are you an anime person?
Yeah. Okay. Well, kind of. I'm a half.
So, the studio that did...
I'm a halfling.
What's it called? Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Which is like the most famous anime of all time, right? Yeah.
Everyone knows the name.
Yeah, I've never seen it. But
oh, you haven't? Yeah,
I haven't seen it. Yeah. But they're actually redoing Akira as a TV show.
Okay.
And they're doing it from like the manga. So it's going to be like
so much
more, right?
Yeah.
So I'm so stoked on that one because I'm like, oh, great. I watched the Akira movie.
Actually be what you want.
I watched that movie
expansive.
For the first time like a month ago. And I was like, oh, this is great. And I can't wait for more.
I got the Disney 25-year edition. So it's
really?
It's touched up and everything like HDFI.
I bought what I thought was a Blu-ray, and it was a DVD. And
my heart
weeped.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It is still old animation, so it's one of those things where it's like, you can't knock the Blu-ray. Like,
it looks amazing still on DVD, right?
Yeah.
But I want...
It's just the motion. It's something about older anime. Yeah. They just gave up the more recent ones, except for Studio Ghibli and whatever. But it's
no. Dude, Demon Slayer, best looking thing ever.
I haven't seen it yet. Okay. So, yeah.
Demon
watch
Slayer?
I've seen the memes.
Quick tangent about Demon Slayer. I was on a streetcar with a friend, hyping it up. 20 minutes of me talking about the fight scenes. And in my little cubicle, a stranger was there, and he had his headphones on. And then he, like, pulled off his headphones, and he's like, yo, what are you talking about? And I was like, Demon Slayer. And I'm like, you gotta check it out. He's like, yo, I'm going to. And I'm like, I've peaked. My hypeness transferred onto a random stranger as they just passed by me, being like, whatever this guy's stoked on... We gotta watch.
I need it. I'm in.
Yeah. So
it's beautiful.
Demon Slayer. It's a 10.
Yeah.
It's like if Naruto wasn't 600 episodes.
Great. Hey, there you go. Or like Inuyasha.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. I haven't finished Inuyasha. So for all I know, it's gold.
Do you watch Attack on Titan?
I started. So my thing was, when I started, it was only because people were mentioning it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, the art style is interesting because it looks like a manga with the thick outlines on the people and everything.
Cool.
And then super tragic first episode, of course, you know, that's what Full Metal did. And then...
Six episodes of screaming.
Yeah, just people dying and everything. And then as soon as the guy became half a Titan.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he becomes a full Titan later. But when that happened with giant arm or whatever, I was like, I'll come back to this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I haven't yet.
Okay.
But I can.
It's my favorite thing.
And it will. It's a favorite. Okay, so it's like, well, what would you put in your top? So right now you got...
For what?
Attack on Titan of anime.
So I read the Attack on Titan manga.
Okay,
more so than I watch the anime. And it is in, like, top 5 comic books ever written.
Really? Okay. In general, including American. Like,
Like, one of my favorite things. Ugh, it's hard. There's so much. But, like, it's so good. And I've been reading it weekly or monthly for, like, years. and it's almost over. It's almost done.
Yeah, and they're concluding. It just,
I like every month. I'm there as it gets translated, reading, upload
slowly as it's being typed.
Well, it's like fan translations will start getting uploaded to Imgur, and then I'll be refreshing as they're getting uploaded and read like bad fans because I just like it's a part of me. But I love the anime, but. It's so good. I don't know. I wanted to say it's like my top five, but then I was like, oh shit, Pluto's like my all time favorite manga.
Yeah.
And have you read Pluto?
No. Of the mangas I have, I've only read H.D. Greyman or something? No, G. Greyman and Samurai Champloo, which is fucking hilarious. Yeah. I love Samurai Champloo. It's weird. It's the blend of American and because it's like hip hop, ancient Japan. It's weird, yeah.
I don't know how much of a comic book person you are. Cause I, like,
not much.
No, because like Pluto is like, it's like the Japanese Watchmen. Like it's actually very similar to Watchmen in terms of story, but it's also an adaptation of an Astro Boy story, but done for like adults.
Explains the
plot. And it's like six volumes, which is like, thank you, because it's fucking manga. And
The name Pluto, is that like the Astro Boy's dog? Or?
No, so Pluto is
thinking of Goofy.
A robot, is a robot villain in an Astro Boy arc. Famous, it's like the robot, most dangerous, I don't know what the original Astro Boy arc was, but it's like one of the most famous ones, and they adapted it, this guy, Urasawa, and Urasawa's like my all-time favorite Japanese. Well,
that name, I know, like, absolutely.
Urasawa is like the Alan Moore of Japan, he's like a manga creator. So he's done that, he did 21st Century Boys, which is also a very good series, he did Monster, which is like a serial killer show, and that's a really good anime, which it's like, his stuff feels like Western, it doesn't feel like anime.
It has the Hollywood feel? Or,
well, not Hollywood, like, but it feels like, like, Monster, the anime, feels like an HBO show that just happens to be animated, but that's all about serial killers.
Yeah.
Or it's about a doctor. It's actually pretty cool. It's a doctor who saves a kid, and then that kid grows up to become a serial killer.
Oh no!
Feels guilt.
Yeah.
That he.
It's kind of his.
It's
fault.
His fault. Yeah. So then he takes it upon himself to hunt down the serial killer and murder him.
Oh
shit!
Oh fuck! That sounds awesome.
And it's just like the whole series is like about the morality of a doctor, and like he gets like tied into like underground rings of like criminals, and him struggling with like do I have to like should I be helping these criminals even if they've been shot, like it's so good.
Damn. Yeah, that's what the hell did that just make me think of? I know, I lost it. I gotta write a lot of this shit down. It's recorded at least now, so I can come back to it and go through all this stuff, but yeah, something about the morality of saving someone. Oh yeah, there was a British soldier who, I don't know if he just pulled him out of the way or he took a bullet, like, for Adolf, back when he was just a foot soldier in World War I. And it's like, fuck, that guy must be like, one of those things where it's like, shit, like, you think you're being a good guy. Yeah, I mean, survivor's guilt is, like, the same idea, where it's, like, you feel like you're responsible. Sometimes it's, like, you never know what the future's gonna be.
Yeah.
Because every so often I'll have a fear whenever I start thinking about having kids, where I'm, like, if the kid, like, has Down syndrome, or he has ADD, or Asperger's, or anything, love the kid to death, you know, like, give him the best of the world. If he's into subjects I hate, like, if he loves fixing cars or something, I'll learn to love that subject matter because he's my child. But, like, what if you have a kid that grows up to be a pedophile or a serial killer? Or just a psychopath in general. They don't have to kill to be a psychopath. They could, like, serial rape or whatever.
It's hard. Right?
What would you do? It's like, would you kill your kid? What if your kid kills you? That's, like, this ultimate paranoia fear that you could possibly have is you have a child that you love and care for that later just kills you.
I've been thinking a lot about this pretty much from, like, the art perspective. Because of a movie I don't want to talk about. I know it's your podcast.
Yeah,
don't want to talk about Joker. Okay, but Joker made me start thinking about this.
Yeah.
Because stuff like Taxi Driver or like,
Fight
Club. Romanticizing
psych.
Well, no, like, Fight Club and Taxi Driver, like, people who have murdered people. Have cited those works as their inspiration.
Yeah.
And I, like, wonder how, as a director or writer, you, like, cope with that.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, obviously, like, anyone could take inspiration from anything, but it's, like, I don't know if I could deal with that, right? If I made something.
Your story is so specific about, like, someone who's a psycho.
And, like, someone misinterprets what you did, and it's, like, I'm going to kill someone from it. Like, so I would just, like, I don't know how they do that. I don't know.
Because
I feel like definitely Fight Club, like, people romanticize that in all the wrong ways.
Yeah. Well, because whenever you're making a film that has a message, whether or not you're trying to make a message, you're making a story, it can be sick and twisted, like Saw or whatever.
Yeah.
But if there's no morals involved, then who fucking gives a shit? But mm-hmm. if your story has some kind of moral in it, I don't know if you're responsible for it or not. Yeah, that's the debatable thing. Yeah. It's like, maybe you are. I don't know.
I don't know. It's weird, because it's like, part of me goes like, if you make good art, you should be able to make, like, quote-unquote, like, you should be able to,
responsible
like...
Responsible for the fans?
Well, not responsible, but, like...
Have ownership over
have it. To have a good story, you should be able to, like, get people to get what you want out of it. But then at the same time, I also understand that, like, half the point of art is, like, five people could look at it and all get their own different things. So it's, like, it's hard. Because, like, to me, like, the flaw of Joker is, like, it doesn't know what it's saying. So, like, I think it's lazy writing in that so many people can pull so many different things from it.
A lot of fucking
but
shit,
there's, like, other stuff, like, I think Taxi Driver is probably, like, a quote-unquote masterpiece, right? Or like those movies that it's pretty clear what they're saying. It's just that people are idiots.
Yeah, yeah. Or just the world's a bad place and people do wrong things thinking that it's the good thing. Yeah. Well, yeah, and like I don't know this about you aside from art that you are currently doing, but I've like written books and I want it to become known. I'm trying to like get it mainstream, like however slowly I'm actually doing that. So like I'm writing these stories and they're not stories expressly based off of what I personally believe. Because, like, there's reincarnation in it, and the characters act in ways that I wouldn't act, right? But, yeah, it's something that, like, I haven't put too much thought into, but, like, I still every so often think, like, that's too fucked up, and I'll just take it out. Because, like, I'm, like, thinking of something where it's, like, the main character has a vision to, like, touch people and see their experiences or in their heads or whatever, and he does it to, like, a psychopath and sees a psychopath, like, raping and murdering a child, and I'm like... I'm going to go ahead and cut that. I feel like that's not worth
hard.
It.
It's hard because it's like...
Like romantic tragedy, the concept of something being so fucked up or whatever, but it's like, but somewhat, you know, but maybe it's just not worth putting in there.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just not worth it.
It's like such a fine line of like, you want, like, have to, like, reading a book to me, it's like, the best part is reading perspectives of like you...
Someone who isn't like
you. Isn't like you, right? Yeah. But then at the same time, it's... also can be uncomfortable and like dangerous to do that, and it's like if it's like gone too far or not done correctly, but
like the Joker, but what are you gonna do?
what are you gonna do?
Makes a movie,
because I think about it, like I think about like anime, like how many terrible human beings are in anime.
But
they're all so dope.
Did I recommend High School to you?
High
school? You should watch it. Yeah.
No.
Anime show called High School, 13 episodes.
Okay.
It's fucked up, but in a way where you're like, fuck, dude. Like, that's fucked up.
Who did
it's
it?
It's great. I don't even know. Couldn't tell you. But yeah, if you just look up High School anime show, that should be something.
I watched Made in Abyss is an anime.
Sounds like the documentary to...
Made...
The movie.
Yeah. And that's like 10 episodes, or like 12, and it starts out as... it starts out as like super childy and chibi.
Oh yeah, like,
and then
super
it like
basic and fun
around episode 8, it's like and fucked up, and you're like, oh, this, you like Google Made in Abyss, and it's like shows to fuck up kids because it like lures you in, and then it just like rips your soul out, and you're like, oh god, this show's fucked up.
That's like a movie that I want to watch, like have it in my watch list, called The Audition.
Okay,
South Korean film, I think, and the movie starts where it's like super like bubbly. And almost looks like some, like, super basic, kind of boring soap opera. And it just goes down this dark path. Like, it starts off, like, the music and the way it's shot, too, is, like, all simple and, like, fun-loving and whatever. And then it just, literally transforms
Audition.
The genre.
I've heard that name. I'm going to look that
Audition
up.
Or The Audition.
Korean films? The best films.
Yeah, because they don't give a fuck. Their morals are different than Hollywood.
Every Korean film I've seen is, like, 3 hours long. And it's slow build-up, and it always pays
explosion.
Off.
Yeah. It's great.
Have you seen Train to Busan?
Yeah, Train to Busan.
I learned the other day, they're making a sequel.
Oh,
which
amazing.
I don't know.
How do you do?
Yeah, like,
it's an anthology.
I don't know if it's, like, Train to Busan 2, or if it's going to be, like, Busan to Busan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like, what? Snakes on a plane, snakes on a train,
Like, they did the, what's the Keanu Reeves movie where he's on the bus?
Oh, Speed, yeah.
Speed. They did a Speed 2.
Yeah.
And it's like on a boat or something, right?
And they it's like a cruise ship, and they have saved
so they're
Bullock
like,
back.
You can't, like, if your concept is someone stuck on a vehicle, you can't make a sequel.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Train to Busan. Maybe it would
more
be post-apocalyptic
trains?
Where there's one final train they gotta take.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe to get out of Busan.
Snowpiercer
train
tie-in.
Out of Busan.
Snowpiercer tie-in.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Did you see Parasite?
Yeah.
So,
it's great.
It's so good.
It's lovely. It's
so
it's like sure it's like R rated in the subject matter, but it still feels like a family film.
Yeah,
you should still watch it with your kids. It's like a cautionary tale.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, this. It's one of those rare films where you're like, it is a masterpiece. It is like only...
It feels like a Studio Ghibli film, almost.
Yeah, like, it's like someone at, like, the peak of their ability as a director and a creative force to just be like...
And with the right story. Yeah, because
it's like 1 second's comedy, then it's, like, meaningful, and then it's, like a commentary on financial and, like, classism in Korea, yeah. And then it's, like, a horror film, and it just, like, jumps back and forth, right back and it's, comedy. Like, done so effortlessly.
Oh. And literally, I just can't believe they did a horror and comedy in the exact same moment. With that one fucking thing with the kid in the fridge, and he just like, that was literally scary and funny at the same time. Yeah. I was fucking scared looking at that, but laughing.
Yeah.
Just because you know the situation, like he's not gonna do
it. And anything. It's like, I wanna just rewatch it 1,000 times, cause I like, I know there's gonna be like shit I could like pick up and like.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's one of those films where it's probably hidden shit, or it's just all foreshadowing.
I saw it at TIFF.
Yeah.
And the director was doing his Q&A, and like, yeah, he was like talking about it, and he's like, yeah, like, you know, at the beginning of the film, they're all using text messages and cell phones to communicate, and that's when they're at their poorest. But at the end of the film, when they're the richest and they're in the nice house, they're using Morse code. So he's like, I want to show that the richer you are, reversal. The more, like, disconnected you are from the world. And, like, I'm like, what? I didn't realize it.
That's so great. Good. All right, well, hey, this has been a great podcast. Yeah. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for just, you know, talking about the world we live in. No, this is good. This is the better versions are where you just get lost in conversation.
I could talk about anime and movies forever.
Great. Well, then I got to have you on again.
Ever.
Because this is a mini one, right?
Okay,
this is mini. The standard is an hour.
Yeah.
So we're doing this because this is like a super day.
Yeah.
The audience doesn't need to know about that. It's been 3 weeks. But yeah, so hey, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Hope to see you again.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day. And for the audience out there, you know, stay jiggy with it. Yeah.